We're back. This is Digital Dave.
And Fast Eddie.
Fast Eddie's down there in the mud. He'll turn himself up a minute.
I'm working on it.
There he is.
There we are. Thank you.
Does he sound brighter?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're joined by Mr. Kevin Keeling, Corporate Events Manager, Global Auto Shows and Events of Ford Motor Company. That doesn't fit on any little thing you put on a desk. It's way too big.
Yeah, no, that it does. No, it's simply I'm the events manager with Ford.
You guys have a huge presence here at Oshkosh.
We do. Yeah, it's the 10th year that we've been involved, and we're the exclusive automotive partner with EAA AirVenture, and we're proud to come here every year. We have such a great time. And so we've got a lot of things. We have our Ford hangar here, and we're right on Aeroshell Square, so we have a great location. And we have a lot of things that people can come and see, or a lot of things that they can experience if they're...
Now, my son was saying you have a drag race simulator.
We do.
And the story is that if you can beat something like 5.1 seconds, you win a car?
Well, something like that. It might be a smaller car.
Okay. See, I figured there was a catch.
Yeah. No, it's a great simulator because you get in and you get to burn your tires to get them warmed up. Then it stages you and you race against your friend and the Christmas tree counts down and off you go. And if you're wrecked, then you have all the smoke and fire extinguishers come put you out.
Man. Okay, that sounds like way too much fun.
Oh, it's great.
You know, it's really neat to see all of the Ford vehicles that are here on display. Not just your vehicles, but also Jack Roush, who's taken Ford Performance to another whole level.
Yeah, Roush is right here on the flight line. We have a great relationship with Jack and his team. And we have one in our booth as well, the Mustang AV8R.
Yes.
It stands for AirVenture 2008 with Ford Racing. So we've taken letters from each of those, and we've trademarked the name, AV8R.
And it's a one-of-a-kind automobile, too.
One-of-a-kind. And it was done with our internal people. So Doug Gafka, our chief designer on Mustang, Paul Randall, the chief engineer, we worked on it, came up with the design. The paint is modeled after the F-22 Raptor on the side. We have a gloss hood and deck lid, and we have a glass roof in it.
The glass roof. That's what sets it all apart, is that glass roof. What a piece of work that car is.
Yeah, and that's going to be sold Thursday night at the Gathering of Eagles.
That's right. They're auctioning that off.
Yep.
Somebody's going to win a one-of-a-kind automobile.
Yes, well, I've got $20. I'll put that up right now.
Look, I'll tell you what right now. I'll guarantee you they're going to raise at least $150,000 for that car.
That's the low end.
That's
I think it's going to be more
end.
Than that.
You think it'll go a quarter mil?
Oh, at least. I think it's going to be higher than that. We've had an awful lot of interest from some serious collectors.
So
we've contacted Barrett Jackson people, and so it's gone to all of theirs. We have some Hollywood people that have contacted us wanting to know how they could get in on this. People are flying up from Florida. It's going to raise a lot of money, I think, for the young
good.
Eagles.
That's good. You know, and the thing is, I'm sure EAA is very appreciative of all of Ford's support.
Well,
you guys have made a difference.
We are with them as well. So we have a very, very strong relationship with EAA and AirVenture. And we actually have special pricing for all EAA members on all Ford Motor Company brands.
Right.
And so it's just a relationship that we relish and we just love coming
here. We should elaborate on that because I saw several different automobiles on display. Ford is also involved with Volvo and Mazda
That's correct. Yeah, we own Volvo. So Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, Volvo, and Mazda brands are all on display at the Ford hangar.
Yeah, I saw that. I was thinking about getting a Mazda 3 there for a while.
Very nice.
Yeah, the Mazda Speed version of that. That is a real little pocket rocket.
It is.
Oh, you guys and your toys. I understand you're going to have a special treat for us you were talking about earlier. Something about the earliest Fords?
The earliest Fords. We have Model Ts that are coming in today, and they'll be on display at the Ford hangar this afternoon. And tomorrow, the Model T experience out of Pioneer Airport will allow people to ride in a Model T.
Are we going to get to, like, burn the tires and stay? Oh, wrong car, sorry.
Well, I did say ride in a Model T. The owners are pretty particular about, you know, letting people drive them. Plus, they aren't like cars today with, you know, the spark advance and
throttle
on the
column. And strange levers and pedals.
Yeah, two gears. But you can ride in a Model T tomorrow. You could ride in an F-150 today at the F-150 Adventure.
Yeah, I saw that huge pile of dirt over there.
That's Mount Pobrezny.
Mount Pobrezny.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. It's a temporary mound that's going to be gone next week.
It is.
I'll tell you one thing. You guys sure know where your bread is buttered.
that we do.
So we can go over there, and you're actually going to let us drive up this thing in a 150.
You ride in an F-150 up Mount Pobrezny, the tallest point at the airport right now, other than the towers. And then you're able to go through water and through rocks and logs. And plus, at the end, we call Tom Pobrezny to thank him. And so you'll be able to demonstrate some of our new features like the sync system, which is a a voice-activated entertainment communication system. So we called Tom at the end to thank him for letting us ride on Mount Pilbara, isn't he?
Now, there you go. I'm sure he's appreciative of every phone call,
and
too.
And his response is always, how did you get my number?
Yeah. Who is this again?
Yeah.
We had Tom out here the other day. Unfortunately, we were talking about EAA issues. We never got around to talking about Ford, yeah, which is why we got you guys out here
great.
Now.
Thanks for asking.
Did you let him ride the F-150 experience?
We did. He was the first one.
He liked it.
His wife Sharon, yes.
That's good.
We do have Matt Kenseth coming today as well, if people are interested.
Hey, that's all right. Go. I'm a big NASCAR fan.
He's going to be at the Ford hangar from 2 until 3:30 today signing autographs.
Oh, there's going to be a
you
line
know what?
All
I
the way out the door.
He's actually going to turn right.
Oh, that's bad. You'll have to excuse me, but I've been...
That is what I excel at.
I've been a NASCAR fan for many years, and I'm right now racing myself. I'm driving a go-kart and having a ball with it. And
it's not Ford-powered, sorry.
No, it isn't. And it doesn't quite go near
racing
as fast, but I am looking for new corporate sponsorship for next year. Would you guys be interested?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, just send us some information on that, Dave. We'll take a look at that.
Great. I'll get my secretary
He'll
on
get
it tomorrow.
Get his people on it right now. Yeah, both of them.
I'm sorry, Eddie. I meant.
No problem. Listen, we really do appreciate you guys coming out here, and of course, Ford's presence is wonderful. You guys sponsored Foreigner and Beach Boys for 2 years in a row.
What was their reaction to? I mean, they've obviously never performed at an air show.
At Foreigner, I think they were blown away. Because they came in and the crowd was so large, and being outside, and they said everyone's just out enjoying the music, and they couldn't have been happier, I think, with the reaction they received and the reception they received from the crowd. It was a wonderful night.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. There's a wide range of ages in here, and I heard two distinct sets of comments. The younger generation is going, why are they playing all that old music? Our generation is going, oh, yeah, Jukebox Hero. And then the other generation is going, what is that stuff? Hey, music.
Yeah, it was a great crowd.
But here's the question of the day, and I want to get the inside scoop on this because obviously we're at the cutting edge of aviation here at EAA Radio. Who are you guys bringing in next year?
We are looking at several, and so one of them that we talk about every year is always Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, yeah.
We always talk, and so we had John Felice, our general marketing manager, in, and he said that Jimmy Buffett owes him a favor. So we're still trying to do something where we could bring Jimmy Buffett.
Oh,
my goodness. That's our goal.
That would be sweet.
That would be wicked. We'd definitely wear the Hawaiian shirts for that night.
Aeroshell Square would be completely overrun.
Several years back before you came here, Fast Eddie, his airplane was here.
Was
it? Margaritaville. Yeah.
His Albatross.
Yep. Yep. Gorgeous airplane.
You know, somebody shot at him in that thing?
I don't doubt it.
they thought he was a drug runner. Jimmy Buffett, a drug runner? No, I don't think so.
No, he doesn't need to. Wow, we'll be looking forward to that. We have to get our parrot head hat.
Definitely. Big fans of Jimmy Buffett. He would fit in well here. He really would.
He really would. I agree. And we also have Carroll Shelby coming. He'll be at our
The
hangar.
Carroll Shelby.
The Carroll Shelby. He'll be at the Ford hangar Friday and Saturday. The F-22 Raptor pilots, they're going to be at the hangar on Saturday. If people want to get their picture with the F-22 team or just get their autographs.
That's unbelievable. So, and Carroll Shelby obviously is building the Shelby Mustang again.
Yes, he is.
All excited about that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, and you guys got the Bullet Mustang out here, too.
Yes, the Bullet Mustang.
The raffle for that.
I love that, with the wheels. The wheels are just making...
Aren't those great?
They make the car.
Yeah. Now, that's a great car. And so we're able to provide that. I think we're building 7,500 of those total. And then we stopped the production on those, and we brought one here. And it's, as you say, it's in the raffle for Young Eagles.
Many, many years ago, right after you guys brought out, I think it was the GTH Mustang, mm-hmm. I tried to rent one of them buggers and could not get my hands on one to save my miserable life.
Well, there's the guy you need to talk to right there.
I'd love to have one in Las Vegas. I really would.
Yeah, that would be great.
Especially since you're here in Wisconsin. That works well.
Doesn't it, though? But, you know, December's coming up, and I'll be there pretty soon, so we'll see what happens.
How about the Ford Flivver? Any plans to bring that back?
Not that I know of.
All right, that's pretty much a dead issue. Well, Kevin, I want to thank you for joining us.
Oh, I appreciate it.
And
you,
we
Dave.
Can find you all week in the Ford Pavilion tent.
Ford Hangar. We call it a hangar.
Oh, a hangar now.
Ford Hangar.
It got bigger before it was a pavilion.
Yeah. No, there are a lot of great things going on. We also have a mechanical bull, so we have some pros that ride that every hour. And if you want to come ride on that yourself, Dave, you can come over, and we let all the...
But do you have a setting for DJ?
Yeah, it's real
slow,
fast.
Doesn't move much. All right. Well, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
You're listening to EAA Radio AM 1210.
FM 100.7 and also on the World Wide Web.
At airventure.org/radio.